This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How many people want new romance this year? Raise your hands, please. Oh, look at all those. Wow. How many people want new romantic relationship? Listen, romance is great. Some people think it's not all it's cracked up to be. And most of the time, most people who feel that way have had a lousy romantic life. Mm-hmm. You have a good romantic life, you love it. It's fabulous. Great. So let's hope for that. Wish for the best. In many different ways, the new year could be much better if you have someone that you can cuddle with, someone you can talk to, someone you love to be with. How many of us have those relationships in our lives? And if you don't, it's something that you can strive for, if that's what you want. Some people like to be alone. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do
yeah.
whatever it is that you're, yeah, do your thing. All right, here's some interesting news. In the new year, Delta Airlines, which I think is the best domestic airline in our country, has unveiled a new seat design. This, when you, at first glance, I saw this and I thought, wow, fold-up seats? Does that mean we're going to have people standing up? Because when Spirit Airlines got started, they touted the fact that they were going to figure out a way to make it legit to have you pay for not a seat, but just you pay X number of dollars to get on the plane, and then you stand up.
Like standing room only.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was one of those things. Anyway.
Well, how are you strapped in? Because isn't it the whole thing of you have to have your seatbelt on in case of unexpected turbulence?
Yeah, you can strap. They put straps on the back by the restrooms on the side of the wall. They had, I think they made room for four stand-up passengers in each cabin, if I'm not mistaken. Although Spirit only has one cabin. So I think they, with straps, I'm trying to remember. This is 10 years ago, maybe longer than that. And the front of the plane, the back of the plane, had places where you could stand up and get strapped in. Good for them. So here's what this innovation is kind of an interesting idea. Flyers who use wheelchairs have a real difficult problem. Those of us who fly a lot, you know, there is always at the gate. When you're getting on the plane, the people in wheelchairs get on first, and they put them in their seat. There's always somebody that comes, works for the airport, that picks, you know, the people up. And same thing when you get to your destination. There's always, when you go up the ramp, right, there's always two or three wheelchairs that are sitting there waiting to pick up the people that have a problem. But I've wondered often what happens when these people need to go to the bathroom, right? When you get somebody in a wheelchair and you put them in their seat and that's okay, they're on and that's the end of that until they got to go to the bathroom. There's no bathroom accessibility. It's not like you have to do what's that rule? Disabilities Act, Americans with Disabilities or something?
Oh, right? Have to make things accessible. Yeah. Well, and I think it also depends on why they're in a wheelchair. Is it, if it's because if they can go a few steps by themselves, they can get to the restroom because they're always put up in front of the plane, especially when it's like, for instance, Southwest, where there's not first class and then business and coach and all of that stuff. But most people I know who are in wheelchairs because they can't walk at all, they have catheters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have, so they have to get up and get into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. The TSA and the Department of Transportation say at least 1 to 2 of every 100 people are in wheelchairs, and they are often mishandled during air travel. So Delta decided to take the bull by the horns, and they consorted with a company called Air for All. They are building seats that fold into the side of the plane so that they can actually latch the wheelchair onto the side of the plane. Now, this is done in buses.
That's fantastic.
It's done in trains. So somebody said, why can't we do it in planes? And Delta said, you know what, you got a point there. So they'll be able to have a tray table and a headrest, apparently the way they're building them. This was the Hamburg Air Show this year, debuted the way this seat would work. So I think that's kind of an interesting, you know, we're trying to be very open and accommodating for people who are, you know, have disabilities. And this is a way to do it. So anyway, is the party season over after the first, right? Do we, the first of, I'm talking about New Year's Eve. But as we move.
I believe so. I think there's like just a slight lull, and then you get into more things.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. By the way, we were talking about AI earlier. Yeah. And the folks at MIT, students there in a class that's aimed at creating new robots, have got a new, and this is one of the sports stories as I look back. I'm kind of doing a little cherry picking here. You probably noticed that if you've been listening the last day or two, of stories that intrigued me this past year, and, you know, mixing that with what's going on now. So this is a new thing called the Dribblebot. You ready for this? The Dribblebot is a soccer-playing robot. And they figure they can create teams that will play against each other. So what? Who wants to go watch a... Right?
Yeah.
Who comes up with this stuff? There's another thing. MIT, excuse me, is working on a search and rescue robot.
Okay, that's a cool one.
Swim. A robot that swims. Are we ready for that? A robot.
Well, if it's a search and rescue effort, heck yes.
It. Yeah. No. I'm just
deal with that
you.
One.
Yeah.
This the soccer is a playing robot. No, not a market for that.
No. Several people try anything. But the description of this robot that swims is potentially a life-saving. They're trying to build these things so that humans don't have to go into harm's way. That's basically, I'm summarizing two or three paragraphs here in a description. Robots could help humans in floods and things like that.
So, well, how many stories have we had and discussed where search and rescue efforts have had to be put on pause because conditions and the elements just weren't in favor of the people who were trying to do the rescue? These robots would be able to continue the job. That's great.
Yep, that's right. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 14 after the hour. NASA is touting and has this past year the building of a supersonic passenger jet, which apparently American has ordered 12 of them. United and Delta have also ordered at least that many, if not more. This will allow you to travel four times faster than any other plane. And I know we've talked about this several times during the course of the year because there were new developments, but I'm just looking back at things that were that did attract my attention, and I thought, wow, you can fly... With the old Concorde, you could fly from London to New York in 3 hours and 10 minutes. And the normal time is twice that on a regular jet flying at 630 or 40 miles, 100 miles an hour. Now this new jet, which is being built, it's a jet, but it's using some of the technology that's been used in rockets. The engines are more sophisticated, obviously have more boost to them, and so they've taken NASA's research, the stuff that's been used to launch missiles and launch, satellites and launch people into space. They're using that to go. This is a two-hour ride now. This would New York to London, 2 hours. And let's see, what are some of the other? The jet flies between 1,535 miles an hour and 3,000 miles an hour. Okay, that's Mach 2 and Mach 4. Now, when you break the sound barrier and you have a plane, this is what the Concorde used to do. The mm-hmm. The Concorde breaks at, I think it's 1,120 feet per second or something like that. That's Mach 1. And Mach 2 is obviously twice, you know, you can figure it out. There are 50 routes that passenger planes could use. This plane could be used on 50 routes around the country. So they're working with Boeing now to their couple of different teams that are being used to develop these planes for long haul. Isn't that interesting? So that's part of, that's technology being used in the right way, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah,
why did Concorde go away to begin with?
Because there was an accident that happened, and they looked at the planes, and they were all about 30 years old, and they thought, we're not going to take a chance. There was an Air France Concorde taking off from Charles de Gaulle Airport, and I forget what year it was, but the plane hit something on the tarmac, and the whatever it was a piece of steel, a chunk of steel, they got caught in one of the tires, and it then flew up into one of the engines, and the engine exploded, and the plane crashed. And for whatever, it had nothing to do really with the plane, but then people started looking at it, and said, these planes are this old, maybe we should just not use them anymore. So they went away. It was a shame. I took a ride on one. I've told you the story many times about sitting next to Paul McCartney on the ride from London to New York. It was a fabulous. But the planes, they were so small, the two seats on each side, they were first class seats, but the inside of the compartment itself was much smaller. It was even smaller than some of these regional jets. Very cramped and uncomfortable, but still interesting and intriguing. Well, as we're talking about what's going on in the air, the TSA has caught a passenger. Listen to this for stupid. This is a Darwin Award. This guy was hiding bullets in his baby's diaper. Right? 17 bullets concealed inside a baby's diaper at LaGuardia. You got to be nuts. If they found it.
Did you hear his excuse? Because it was just a baby diaper. There was no baby. And he blamed his girlfriend. He's like, I think my girlfriend put this in here.
Yeah, right. Good. That girlfriend's not still around.
Toxic 18, relationship.
Yeah, right. 18 after the hour.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product, I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now in the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and a focus on social media trending items, and on most of the lists that you see today, Barbara Streisand is appearing, 81 years old. And how is she doing? Well, she has that book that's out now. She's still out performing from time to time. She seems to love to show people her house. I think it was on 60 Minutes. As the book came out, she was interviewed and brought whoever the reporter was around her house. She lives in Malibu, in a very interesting place, and the house is extraordinarily interesting, the way she set it up. So let's spend some time. Why not? Let's talk about Barbara Streisand. Stay tuned for that right after this.
With moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you can achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Unmistakable voice. In my mind, anyway. What about you, Jay? Barbara Streisand.
Oh, iconic. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she's a great actress, too. She's written this new book called My Name is Barbara. And she's been sharing why she decided to focus on fashion in the book. She says that fashion, she dresses provocatively, and she doesn't care if you think she does. She's 81.
Yeah.
Why would you care what people think about you? Right?
Exactly. And it's freeing. She said she's almost making up for lost time because when she was first earlier in her career, she almost didn't want to be seen. So she didn't dress provocatively. She was very cautious about what she wore. And now she's like, I'm too old to care. I'm going to wear what I want. And you know what? Barbara B. Bangin. What's her nickname? Babs.
Yeah, Babs. Alec Baldwin, for whatever the reason, was talking about her. And he was quoted as saying, Barbara Streisand is the hottest woman ever.
Yeah. So
apparently, what's the name? What's Alec Baldwin's wife, Rosaria, or so? What's
Hilaria? Oh, Ilaria.
Yeah, apparently she's not the hottest person around. Barbara Streisand is. Anyway, she's been married to James Brolin for a long time. They have not ever. He is not as successful as he's a household name. Everybody knows who he is. His son Josh Brolin is a very accomplished actor, perhaps more even than his father. But he's not interested in trying to best her. He loves her, and it's very obvious when you see them together that they both, at this stage of their lives, he's a little younger than she is, they love each other. And that's, how do you beat that, Frankie? You know, at this point, I would think somebody like Barbara Streisand wouldn't give a doggone what people thought about her, no matter what age she was in her life. What she did with her life speaks for itself, and she really doesn't have to apologize for anything. But she goes back in the book and talks about her first performances in the piano bars in New York and how she came up with the way she wanted to look. And she talks about the movies that she's been in and how it was. She liked The Prince of Tides. Wasn't that Nick Nolte? She was in that with Nick Nolte, which seemed like an rather unlikely match, but the movie did well. She's an accomplished woman who's strong, sensitive, intelligent. I like her, and so there. Nah.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. Yeah.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Farm.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. Simultaneously, a communications blackout affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. The Israeli Defense Forces are labeling this area as a new battle zone. In southwest Miami-Dade County in Florida, Wednesday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man, left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in, and we had multiple rescue tactical rescue personnel here along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
According to Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the helicopter, which was reportedly traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport, went down several miles from the runway. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
It's Patty time. New Year's Eve around the corner. New Year around the corner. And where are you going to go? I don't mean that literally, although it's a good... where are you going? Jay, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? I didn't ask you. I don't think. Jay Kirshner.
We are doing... Yeah, we're just kind of going away for a weekend and doing a little something-something and then coming back. It's very, very quick, very short.
Is it you and Ryan or is Mac going?
Yeah, Mac's going too. Yeah, the three of us.
Okay. There you go. All right, James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. What are you doing?
There's a big downtown party in Dallas over by the Big Ball, so we're going to probably hang out over there. So
what's the Big Ball? What does that mean?
Okay, so there's I never remember the exact, but there's a big building with a circular ball on the top in Dallas, and it's like a big projection screen that kind of just circles.
Really?
Yeah, it's a
sphere. Like a ball drop?
Yeah, kind of like a ball drop. Actually, I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to do a mock ball drop.
Really? That's an original thing, right? Nobody else has ever done that.
Listen, Dallas has to have their own thing, okay? Come on. We got to celebrate something.
What are you doing, Doug?
What am I doing? I'm going to Palm Beach to visit with a friend. I'm going down on New Year's Eve, and I'll come back New Year's Day. I go to a couple of events on New Year's Eve in and around Palm Beach, and then I'll have a nice lunch. She's having a sort of a couple of different gatherings, and people, neighbors and friends. So, yeah, I get to meet a lot of new people that I don't know, and we'll enjoy a good conversation, good friendship, and do something that I, you know, I like to go places and notes. People get frustrated with me because I don't want to stay places long. Like I'll go down to Palm Beach on Saturday, and I'll come back on Sunday. And that's plenty long enough for me. I don't want to spend a lot of time, you know, just there's other things to do. And it isn't that I don't want to be in that circumstance or be with a person, but I also have been conscious over the years of people who've worn out their welcome when they've come to be with me. And I never want to be accused of that. And frankly, I never have been.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in.
It's the opposite. People are upset that you leave too soon.
Yeah, I'm leaving. See you later. One of the things, I look at people who inspire. And for the new year, we all, I think, need inspiration. We always need inspiration, not just in the new year. But think about where you get your inspiration. Does it come from outside or does it come from inside? Remember I have said how many times thoughts or things listen to your inner voice and what does it tell you? There are lots of different things going on inside your head. Don't negate them. Don't say, no, pay attention to what's there. It's usually you understanding you. I think that's what it is. And it's a lifetime pursuit. I have done it all my life, trying to understand my emotions, trying to understand what it is that I need and what I don't need, what I do and what I don't do. And I would suggest maybe that's a thing for you to do. I'm not... I think I'm a fairly decent thinker. I think I'm a thinker, but I'm not a genius. I just am practical about some things, or at least I look at things like every once in a while something will happen and I'll just quip something that comes into my mind and it kind of works. So trust your mind. I guess that's it. Trust yourself to be who you are. A lot of people say, I don't trust myself. Yeah, but why? What's going on with you that you don't trust yourself, much as anything else? One of the things to look forward to in the next year is the ongoing, I don't know if we're looking forward to it or if we're going to run away from it, but it certainly won't be something that those of us who do this for a living, talk on the radio, are going to be able to avoid. I've said this many, many times. I'm in the news talk business, but I talk about all the news, and I do stay away from a lot of things that create anger and discord, because I don't want it in my life and I don't want to share it with you. But there are things every once in a while that come up. So I thought I'd share this with you. A survey of U.S. political leaders and who they are, where they're coming from, and what Americans want as they begin this new year, thinking about who should be our leaders. 79% of the 7,400 people who are interviewed for this survey favor a maximum age limit for all elected officials. Mostly the focus is on Washington, but this large number supporting limits for the Supreme Court, supporting limits for any of the elected offices, term limits and age limits. Now, how long have we been talking about this? We've been talking about term limits since I started doing talk radio in the 1970s. And certainly before that, because there are too many people who stay too long and all they do is enhance their own situation, not the people that they're supposed to be representing. And by the way, this is true across the board for Democrats and Republicans. It's not just one party that feels this way.
Yeah, term limits doesn't need to be a thing.
82% of Republicans in this survey, 76% of Democrats, support putting a maximum age limit in place for any nationally elected official. That is Congress, Senate, President, and people that are appointed for the Supreme Court and offices. As a matter of fact, 82% of Democrats favor that the age limit for Supreme Court justices.
Is there a proposed age that they have in mind, or are they just throwing out the generalized term of age limit?
It's the continuing focus on these two buzzards that are around now.
So more so competency is the issue, not somebody's age.
Yeah, and I think Trump, frankly, in many ways, is more competent than Biden is in terms of being there, if you know what I mean. Being there is an old movie, but it was, yeah, being there. There's a, in the Constitution, there's a minimum that's required, but there's not a maximum. Like, you have, I think it's 35 for presidents, 30 for senators, and 25 for representatives. It doesn't set a minimum or maximum age for the Supreme Court. So maybe this is something we have to work on. All right, it's 20 minutes before the hour. I would like to share with you, with the, one of my great friends in the radio business, a fellow who is on this program every day, but he's here to talk about something that he obviously has wrapped himself around over the last, I don't know how many years. I'll talk to him in a moment about the CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Holland Cook joins us in just a few moments.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
All right, 43 after the hour, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay with Holland Cook, who is one of the most notable consultants. We were just talking about all the days and years that you worked with me, and still do, in a manner of speaking, one of the great radio consultants. It's just his voice that gives him credibility. I mean, not only what he says, but it's how he says it. And so one of the many tasks that he has taken upon himself to help radio stations that he works with around the country is visiting the Consumer Electronics Show, which I remember you telling me last year, the year before, don't call it that anymore because it's not called the Consumer Electronics Show. It's called CES, and I have not understood the reason. What was the reason for the change? Who cares what it's called? We all know what it is. Right?
Sometimes you're branded with that tattoo, you know, CNN used to mean cable news network, but it's so much more now, but they're still CNN. And we are under strict instructions not to call this the Consumer Electronics Show. Indeed, really? The Consumer Technology Association changed its name to get the electronics word out of there. And the reason is because 50-some years ago when this thing began, they were selling things that come in a box. They were selling what was called a stereo. And then big color TVs came along, and eventually you had home computers and smartphones and drones and all of that stuff. But more and more, technology is about services and experiences. We are online with social media, et cetera, et cetera. So this is still going to be gadget heaven, and there will be square miles of stuff on display in that sprawling Las Vegas Convention Center. But look for AI, artificial intelligence, to take center stage. And that's why they don't want us thinking of it as a gadget show, you know?
You know, one of the things that comes to mind is what happens to us when we get into Super Bowl season. You're not supposed to use the term unless you've paid to use it. So it's called the game or something. And that's sort of the conversation you just had about CES sort of reminded me of what they tell you before the Super Bowl game. Don't call it the Super Bowl unless you've paid the rights fees to do it.
Yeah, and just watch all the network newscasts and CNBC and everything. They're already saying, we'll be there next week at the Consumer Electronics Show. So, you know, you can't rename it.
No. All right. So what is there to be expected? You get excited. I can tell by the inflection in your voice. This is something that turns you on. What will happen? What are you expecting to see this year at CES?
I'm already, as you can imagine, being bombarded with PR, and you do a morning radio show, you know, your mailbox is full of press releases every day, and I'm already kind of plotting my steps in Vegas because there are some really interesting things going on. Somebody has found a way to turn air into drinking water. I can't wait to see that. The Kroger supermarkets... Perfect. The Kroger supermarkets are teaming up with GE appliances so that you can browse recipes and order ingredients directly through the touch screen on your oven. You know, it's come to this.
Really?
Food printing for future food. You know, we've seen 3D printing cranking out ghost guns and everything else, and now we're going to get a demonstration of food printing so
nothing
the world doesn't starve.
Nothing good is going to come from that. Mr. Farmer, as you know, one of the things Holland likes best about what I do on the radio is the American Family Farmer Show.
Amen.
The focus we put on food, farm, and stuff. And I can't imagine, although, you know what? Maybe after you find out more about it, I should have you come on the American Family Farmer program and discuss how this would work. So that's
my two most quoted Doug Steffen sound bites are: you don't get milk from an almond, and try to avoid buying food that was ever on a truck.
Yes, and we can go on from there. All right, but I want to focus on what else. Will we have the anticipation? Are you ever surprised after you go to these things that you learned something that you weren't expecting? Or maybe the better thing is, in the past, what were the takeaways that most surprised you?
It's a great first experience of the year, every year. No sooner do we toss the Christmas tree than I'm packing for Las Vegas, because this is a perennial early January event. And the big answer to your question is that I come away jazzed with the energy and the imagination that people have for innovation. And it's not always about the high-definition TV screen that's so big you wonder how they got it through the door. But there are some sobering products that we're seeing. There is a gun detection system using artificial intelligence to merge audio and video to defend against school shootings, detecting the sound signature of guns, even estimating the gunshot direction. So it's positive, even when it's about negative. And I come away excited about the human imagination. So we'll be reporting on this all week for you when I'm there.
Yep. Looking forward to it. Holland Cook focusing on his trip to Las Vegas and CES here on the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You may not recognize this, and that's okay. This is the theme from The Equalizer, not the TV show, but the movie. There was a television show. This all started, the character's name was McCall, and Edward, I'm trying to remember the actor who played McCall.
Woodward.
The first, well, that's right, too. He's an English actor, and he was very good. It was,
yes.
He was so against type. You looked at this guy, and you would never have believed that he was the one that they wanted. And he did a very effective job. I think that show was on TV for, what, 7 or 8 seasons?
I don't know if it was on that long, but I was a big fan, and obviously it materialized into a trilogy with Denzel Washington. We play that because Denzel Washington, Doug's birthday today, turned 69 years old, 64 acting credits. You know, it brings up the question, when you look at a guy like Denzel Washington, is he a movie star? Or is he a great actor? In his case, he's both. You know, yep. I mean, you could say, like, you know, take an action star like Steven Seagal when he was, you know, had a good decade. You know, you could argue he became sort of a movie star. Nobody's going to equate him to a great actor, right? But when you're a movie star and a great actor, that's a rare breed. And Denzel Washington is that. I would argue as good, if not the best actor. Movie star of all time.
I'm not sure I'd agree with that, but I think
why, tell me.
That he, well, because I think there are others who are good collaborators, but he's a writer, he's a director, he's a star, you're right, and I think that he's played all kinds of roles. Frankly, the movie that I liked him best in was the one with Julia Roberts.
Pelican Brief?
Pelican Brief. That was fabulous.
Well, he won 2 Oscars, fabulous. Glory, Training Day, great movies like Flight, even movies like throwaway movies like Taking Impella 1-2-3, which is a remake. He just elevates it to
a good movie.
Like, the Equalizer movies. I mean, the last Equalizer movie I loved because he holds the screen well.
And there's another one coming out. I saw a preview or
Gladiator 2 he's been, actually.
No, there's another.
Year.
He's an equal. There's another Equalizer coming this year. Equalizer 4.
No, there's
I
not.
I saw that. Yeah, there is.
That's fake news.
fake
news. What's going on with you?
Kevin Hart is suing a YouTuber for extortion. Did you see this?
No, hope he wins.
This woman, known as Tasha K. Jay, what do you know about this? She allegedly threatened to release a bombshell interview with his assistant.
Yeah, with the former assistant. Right. Saying that there's a lot of stuff in there, but she won't release it if he pays her a certain amount.
Oh, yeah,
he's like, even if there is anything that she said, it's false anyway. So he's taking it to court. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What'd you say, Chucker, about this sort of thing?
If she's threatening him and then asking for money, he's got a pretty good case. No, I think so.
What? He's got a good case against her?
Yes.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, right, exactly. I wonder how many times that happens and you don't hear anything about it. That would be more...
Probably more than you realize.
Alec Baldwin says Barbara Streisand is the most perfect woman ever. I wonder how he came to that conclusion.
I wonder what James Rowland thinks of that one.
Yeah, well, listen... she's all over the place with that book that she's written. And it's pretty interesting as far as her movie roles are concerned. She's really a very talented woman. I think that's what Baldwin is saying. But look at the stuff that she's
done. Where is she? When is the last time? I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but when's the last time she's made a public appearance? Has she promoted the book in this country? I haven't seen her.
No, she's promoting it all over the place. She's been
interviewed
on all the morning TV shows. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yep. All right. So what do we have? I told you I went to see The Boys in the Boat.
Yeah, what do you think? George Clooney directed it. College rowing team, correct?
Yep, from Washington State, wins the Olympics in 1936. Same year Jesse Owens, first black guy, and the Hitler thing. We don't want black guys running in our stadium, that sort of thing. But it's a very good wholesome movie.
Made you feel good?
Wholesome, yeah. It made me feel very good.
That's good.
It was America winning. Always.
I told you off air, I screened The Abyss last night, James Cameron's The Abyss from 1989, for like 40 people at a private party, post-Christmas, pre-New Year's, some people that I know and like, which is rare nowadays. But anyway, I was blown away how impressed I was watching that movie 32 years later. I mean, I said to the people who watched it after, in the last 20 years, I doubt there's been a studio film as good as that movie, and it was regarded somewhat of a throwaway movie back in 89, but James Cameron was just Titanic and Aliens, an amazing filmmaker, and I just love watching. I had a great experience watching that film last night.
Alright, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.